Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it is the 2nd of February, and I'm recording at 10:20 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in sunny London. Okay, well, at least it was earlier today. Now, not much sun in these stock markets here today. Let me run through them for you. First, Japan, which has had a good rebound from its lows, but to put it in perspective, let's say it's regained about a third of the overall decline that it had seen. But today, the Nikkei 225 was down 2/3 of a percentage point, a little more for the other Japanese indices. The Hang Seng Index, that's Hong Kong, and also the China Enterprise Index out of Hong Kong were both lower. But the Shanghai Composite and the other mainland Chinese indices were the one bright spot on the day here in terms of demand. Up 60 points for the Shanghai Composite, that was 2.25 percentage points higher. Elsewhere, we had losses right across the boards here for the sector. Among the bigger ones, South Korea, Australia down a percentage point, India, which had been quietly steady overall, but down over 1% here today. Not a good day. Thailand, nearly 1%. So clearly selling pressure in the region, and there's a good reason for that. One is that crude oil was weak, and I'll have more on that in a moment. But first, among the European stock markets, these were hit pretty hard here again today. Biggest decline looks like Italy, down just over 3%, and Spain down just under 3%. But, you know, there are a lot of big 2 percentage point declines here. Not Germany, but it was down 1.8%, and the Euro Stoxx 50 was down over 2.25 percent. So a very weak day here overall in Europe. And really, the Americas didn't do any better. The Dow down 1.8%, the S&P 500 down a little bit more, and the NASDAQ Composite Index down 2.25%. So that's not insignificant selling here overall. Because commodities were generally weaker, not least crude oil. Canada was weak, a little under 2%. Mexico also weak, 1.25%, and Brazil down nearly 5%. So heavy, heavy selling predominating. But then we go over and look at what happened here in the government bond market. Take the U.S. government 10-year bond market. That index fell to a yield of 1.84%. 1.84%. Now, that is below the August and September lows. And what it indicates here is just absolutely minimal confidence here in the U.S. economy. So that is a real concern, at least for me. There are plenty of other reasons here for concern overall, but that is an important one. VIX index pushed higher. Nearly to 22, it was actually 21.98% on the close. Now, in terms of currencies here, the dollar index has come down a little further. It's at 98.850 as I speak, so below that 99 level. But I think it'll take intervention to keep it, more intervention to keep it at this level, let alone lower, or more importantly, to keep it from breaking up above that 100 level, which would be quite damaging, as I've said before, certainly for the U.S. economy, and I think also for a number of other economies as well, and also for corporations that had borrowed in U.S. dollars. Okay, now, what about some of these other currencies? Asia, not a lot going on there. That renminbi has been pegged to the dollar for the last month. I don't know how long they can hold it there, but that's what we've got right now. The Indian rupee edging up towards that 68 rupee level, just under that 68 rupee level, which is the higher side of its range against the U.S. dollar. And Australian dollar, a little weaker here, 0.7040. The euro is a little firmer, actually, 1.0922. And did I mention the Japanese yen is a little weaker? 119.83. And sterling is at a fraction lower at 1.4416. Getting on to the commodities, where we saw the bigger action, Brent. Brent down for the second day in a row. Now, it had a good rally prior to that, but it is down $1.71 here today, and that's taken it back to 32.53, which is 30 cents off the low of the day. And that's given up, though, maybe a quarter of its move to the upside. The WTI, though, has fallen more. And in the last couple of days, it's down $1.91 as I speak to 29.71. And the reason for that is I think that there just really isn't storage facility remaining in the U.S. And the U.S. Is pushing for and wants to be able to export both crude oil and natural gas. But the wheels for this sort of thing turn slowly in governments, as you know. At least that's what's happening here right now. Now, elsewhere, precious metals, despite the softer dollar here, they did not do well today, with that crude oil being well down. And my goodness, you know, it's crude oil it's really been like the puppet master here in terms of these stock markets. And you get crude oil and China going down at the same time, and you definitely get weakness, as we saw yesterday, and that's followed through here today. Palladium down $11 to $4.91 and change. Silver market a little lower, only 3.3 cents to $14.31, and platinum down nearly $13 to $857. Gold bullion, is that up 60 cents here? Wait a minute, let me just check that. I think it is up a fraction here today. And at $1,129, so that's the steadier one overall. Now, the CCI index only came down a little bit in here today, partly because some of the agricultural commodities were weaker. That included lumber, which saw a good gain in here today. Let's see, what else? Coffee's higher, white sugars a little higher overall. Rough rice is higher also. And the grains and beans are a little higher, with the exception of wheat, which is unchanged on the day. Now, those are mostly weather-related. When you get the moves in those agricultural commodities. But then to bring in the industrial metals, they are lower in here today. Copper's at 204.6 cents. That's down a cent. And the others were a little softer as well. So, fear in the markets here. There's a little bit of leeway following the rally that we had seen last week, and that had pushed up to create some short-term overbought conditions that you can see from the stochastics in the chart library. We need to see another upward dynamic to check this decline. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.